I want to just say something briefly about sight. When if you go back to, if you go back to the garden, praise the Lord. Somebody is sleeping on the sofa there. How many of I said we should pray a prayer that about vision, right?
Yes, sir.
Lord should give us a new vision. A new vision in the sense that He will fortify our sight, our vision and our outlook about life. Now, I want to show the importance of the eyes, you know, to our walking God. Our eyes, what we call sight, is what we even extend to call vision. What was the first thing that, what was the first change that happened in the garden when the man sinned? When the man and the woman sinned? What was the first thing that was touched?
The eyes, they saw that they were different.
The first thing that was touched was their eye. You see, no, not that they saw that they were naked. You see, when the woman saw that it was good for food, can you see? He said, she saw. Can you see sight? I've been looking for the marker. I didn't see. You know, if they leave it outside, it will dry up. You see, when they went, in the course of that temptation, before she took it, she took and ate the fruits, on and on and on. The first thing that happened was, where was it? He said, no, he said, when she saw the sight. You see, in the spirit, you cannot go beyond your eyes at all. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
You see, in the spirit realm, you cannot go beyond your eyes, your sight. The first thing that, there are two things that happen, there are many things that happen, the boy say, when she saw, it was her eyes. So, praise the Lord. So the key, the opener that opened them to that world, to that, it was their eye. Then after the sin, after they ate it, what was the first thing that still happened?
They saw their
wickedness. You see, immediately they ate it. The first thing that happened, they say their eyes were open. Wow. So the doorway. Now look at where they stood there. They stood there, they were in heaven, right? Let's say they were in heavenly places, they were in heavenly realms with God. Once they ate it, they have not left this point too. Their eyes opened, standing in the same spot, he said her eyes opened and they were in a new world. He said when she ate, you see, immediately they discovered that, you see, the eyes of both of them, when she ate and she gave it to the man, you see, immediately the eyes of both of them were open. And then they now saw. So the scene that they were naked was a function of their eyes being what? Their eyes just opened. So what translated them from one kingdom to another kingdom was what?
Their
eyes. Can you see entrance? Praise the Lord. So I want to show us briefly then when I cannot connect it to destiny and to our walk with God on it. Now, I recap. You see, after Satan had done whatever he wants to do on the woman, he said, the woman, she saw. Right? She saw. She saw that the tree was good for food and for milk and wise. She saw. Then after they ate it and they were in disobedience, and the first thing they said, their eyes were opened. Their eyes were opened. And their eyes are open, have not still been closed. Until Jesus came, that eyes were open. This present world that you are seeing today, praise the Lord. So that was where we passed from the Garden of Eden and everything that God created and the glory and all of those perfections there. Then our eyes were now open to a new world and to a new kingdom, and which is the kingdom that we are seeing today. Praise the Lord. Now when Jesus now came in John 3:16. Third very important lesson there. What did he say? He thought about the kingdom. And what was the first thing he said about the kingdom? If you remember, Nicodemus. What did he say?
The
and what happened?
you cannot speak the whole thing.
You see, except you are born again, you cannot do what?
See.
You cannot see God's kingdom. You see, you cannot possess what you don't see in the spirit. In God, you cannot have what you don't see. Praise the Lord. Then, if you say, except a man is born again, he cannot see the kingdom. Then, that's verse 5 or thereabouts. Abi? Is it verse 5? Then if you now go to that John chapter 3. You see why I'll see explain what is called a sight, so that scriptures like walk by faith, not by sight, start flooding your minds. It's not that sight we're talking about. How many of you know that faith is sight? Faith. The sight, his eyes. Paul pray that the eyes of your understanding will be enlightened. That word enlightened will be opened. The eyes of your understanding. Praise the Lord. So you know there are two types of sight. So we walk by faith. Can you see the word walk? By faith. Faith is sight. Praise the Lord. What is even faith? What is hope? Hope is the faith. Is the substance of things hoped for. The evidence. Yes, can you see? Is the evidence of what? He said there are things. You use another eye to see them. There are things you see, but you don't see with these eyes that you use. Yes, you use another eyes to see them. Okay, we are looking at John 3. Is it John 3:3? Jesus answered and said, most assuredly I said unto you, unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Then if you go to verse 5, he say, most assuredly I say to you, unless one is born of water and the spirit, he cannot what? Enter the kingdom of God. But what the first thing? You see, except you are born, you cannot see the kingdom. Then born of water and the spirit, you now entrance. You cannot enter into the kingdom. Jesus taught in Matthew 6. He said the light of the body is what? Is the eye. He said if your eye is single, your whole body will be full of light. Let's look at such scriptures. We're talking about sight. That's Matthew chapter 6. Yes. It's Matthew 6. Are we there? Are we all there? Matthew 6, yes. Should be 6, right? Matthew 6 or Matthew 5. 6, 5, 6, 5. Which one? Okay, are we there? Can I read? Matthew chapter 6, verse 22. He said, the lamp. Matthew 6, 22. The lamp of the body is the eye. If therefore your eye is good, and that translation says single, you see, your whole body will be full of light. But if your eye is bad, your whole body will be full of darkness. If therefore the light that is in you is darkness, how great is that darkness? You see that word there, body, you can even use it to symbolize your entire work on it. You see, you can use that word body in that scripture to symbolize your entire walk on it, your journey through life. You see, if your eye is single, your whole body will be full of light. But if your eye is bad, your body will be full of what? Darkness. And if the light that is in you is darkness, how great is that? Is that darkness? So one of the things that one of the primary things that Satan attacks is your eyes, your vision about life. That's where outlook about life comes from. That's where your perception about life, your perception about people, your perception about life, everything that has to do with, you know, your outlook. It could also stand for vision. You can use it for vision. What's your vision about life? If the enemy is able to tilt your vision about life, he has tilted the entire course of your life on it. The entire movement, it's just like the steering. The eye, what the eye is to the to the body, to you, or it's like the steering of a car. If you tilt the steering, where does the car go? If you tilt the steering, the whole vehicle will go towards that. It's automation. It's automated. So, if your vision about life, you see, your outlook and your perception about life is colored and is tilted. Everything about your life will be tilted. Everything. You see, if your eye is single, your whole body will be full of light. Then if you look at Revelation 3:18, that's where he spoke to the Laodicean church. And he gave them three remedies there,
yes,
to the solution to their problem, which is that Laodicean church is symbolic of the church of the end times. I'll just read that verse 18 after I told them all the problems they have. Let's read from verse 14. And to the angel of the church of the Laodicean write, this thing says the Amen, the faithful and true witness, the beginning of the creation of God. I know your works, that you are neither cold nor hot. I could wish you were cold or hot. So then, because you are lukewarm and neither cold nor hot, I will spew you out of my mouth. Because you say I am rich, have become wealthy, and have need of nothing, and do not know that you are wretched, miserable, poor, blind, and naked. Now I counsel you to buy from me gold refined in the fire, that you may be rich, white raiment, that you may be clothed, that the shame of your nakedness may not be revealed, and anoint your eyes with eye salve, that you may see. Praise the Lord. Anoint your eyes that you may see. And then verse 19, as many as I love, I rebuke and I chasten. You see, this thing affect our, that's why you see people, just some people stand up, say they commit suicide. Their outlook about life has been damaged to the extent that they rise up to take their own life. It's all of this. If your the light or the body is the eye. When you begin to say hope, when you see things like hope, so long as there is hope, there is life. I think there's an adage like that. There's this scripture in Proverbs, I can't remember, it's not coming to my mind now. So long as there is hope, you keep moving and you keep going. But what the evil one does, succeed in doing, is to damage our outlook and perception about life. Praise the Lord. Then if you now come to you as a person, what's your vision for your spiritual life? Even for your entire life on earth. He said, what do you see? He told Jeremiah, what do you see? When he called him. He said, Jeremiah, what seest thou? He brought Ezekiel to the valley of dry bone and he asked him, Ezekiel, what do you see? Can these bones live? Praise the Lord. Thank you, John, my daughter. When the adults are not responding, they are battling with sleep. The fire is taking light. Go on the jet. Praise the Lord. And I say something about you cannot go beyond. Yes, you cannot go beyond your eyes. In the spirit, in God. Praise the Lord. How many of us can you open to is it 2 Kings now, chapter 2, verse 10? Elijah and Elisha. Elisha made a demand from Elisha, asked him that, what do you want? What did he ask? What did he say? I need a double portion. Yes, a double portion of your spirit, of your anointing. or this spiritual anointing is said. Whichever one. Have you seen it? Have you gotten to the place? Okay, first king. Okay, so then what did he say? Read it now. 2:10.
And he said, Thou hast asked a hard thing. Nevertheless, if thou see me when I am taken from thee, it shall be so unto thee. But if not, it shall not be so.
Okay, I need a double portion of your spirit. If you look at verse 9, he said, and Elisha said, I pray you, let a double portion of your spirit be upon me. And the way he will get it, he said, what? If you see me, so praise the Lord. He said, if you see me when I am taken away from you, we go back to what? Side. How many of us have read the scripture in 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 18? You see, if you look now, I want you to see spirit. Are you listening?
Yes.
I say spirit possess their inheritance through their eyes. Through their eyes. Paul was praying in Ephesians 1 that the eyes of your understanding will be enlightened. He said the lamp of the body is the eye. The lamp of the body is the eye. Look at 2 Corinthians 3:18.
All of us then reflect the glory of the Lord with uncovered faces.
Okay.
And that same glory.
Okay. So all of us then reflect the glory of the Lord with uncovered faces, and the same glory coming from the Lord, who is the Spirit, transforms us into his likeness in an ever greater degree of glory. That's all.
Okay, please read it again.
He said, all of us then reflect the glory of the Lord with uncovered faces, and that same glory coming from the Lord, who is the Spirit, transforms us into his likeness in an ever greater degree of glory.
Can you see the word? Can you see the one word in the middle with uncovered
faces?
He said uncovered faces. King James said, we all with open faces behold. He said, when we see it, we partake of it. He said, beholding us in a glass, the glory of the Lord was changed into the same glory image that was seen. Praise the Lord. That's why I say, you said you are born again, you cannot see the kingdom. How can you possess that which you don't see? So I want the Lord to help our vision tonight. Vision. Sight. Praise the Lord. Elisha and Elijah. He said, if you see me, then you have the double portion of my spirit. When I'm taken away from you. He said, beholding us in the mirror, the glory of the Lord, we are being changed into the same image. Okay, what about 1 John? 1 John chapter 3. That we don't know how God looks like. Shown us a multitude of scripture to just illustrate this simple truth. Can you see 1 John chapter 3? I'll read it, don't worry. He said, behold, what manner of love the Father has bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. Therefore, the world knows us not, because he knew him not. He said, beloved, now are we the sons of God, and it does not yet appear what we shall be. But we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him. How? For we shall see him as he is. He said, we don't know how we're going to look like. We know we're sons of God. He said, but when he appeared, right? He said, we know that when he appeared, we will be like him because we see him. That day, God will just unveil himself. God will just open himself, we'll see him. And we'll see him and we'll become like him. Praise the Lord. So is this scripture now, this 1 John 3:2-9, is it now different from 2 Corinthians 3:18? You know, we have it in a measure. In now that when we see him, we are still living in this body, in this flesh, but you know, our spirit man, the inward man, is being renewed day by day. He's being transformed as we behold God's glory, you know. As we behold God's glory, as we draw near, as we follow, we obey, we walk in faith and in love. We are being transformed. There's a transformation and a renewal that goes on inside. Then that day, when he appears, we know that you know, Jesus is coming to take us home. He said, he shall descend, the trump of God and everything, we shall see him in the sky. And we who are alive will what? We'll join him. Praise the Lord. Bro Ben, well done. Now, where did this start from? A recap of where we started from, that in the garden.
Yes. Yes.
That the first thing that happened to the woman was her eyes. That she saw that the tree was good for food. Right? That time they had not yet seen. You know, when the tempter came, what the tempter did was to alter the equation of her eyes. Was just to alter, you know, her sight. The same thing you have been seeing. That's where temptations come sometimes. The same thing you've been, maybe for instance, they'll put something in your custody, like all of a sudden, one day you just looked and you are seeing something different. Praise the Lord. It happened to sexual sin, it happened to somebody can be close to you, maybe just your disciple. You are slept with that, but you are discipling the person, JJ. But just one day, you just look at the person, it's another thing, you are seeing beyond discipleship. You are seeing another form of discipleship. Praise the Lord. It happens even in money. Some people have been faithful over the time, over the years, they are in custody and of one kind of money, they keep it faithfully, but one day they start thinking different. You see what you call thinking? This thought came to my heart. It's not just thought, it's sight. It's not just thought, it's a thought. You see that Paul said that the eyes of your understanding, you see, will be open. Will be open. Yes. It will be open. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
So, I said that the garden, the woman saw, then after the scene again, they said the eyes were open. And they were translated into another world. They were translated from the kingdom of God to the kingdom of whom?
Darkness.
To the kingdom of darkness. They were translated from light to darkness. You see, their eyes were open. So to translate you from darkness to light, what will God do? God will open what? God will open your eyes. He said, before I was blind, now I can what?
I can see.
I was blind, I can see. I was dead, but now I'm alive. Except a man is born again. The whole configuration of getting you born again, you know, of getting you born again is also giving you what? Giving you sight. Part of it. That's not part. It's part of it. But the critical part of it, you know, you become a new person. Totally a new person. So your perception, your understanding, your outlook about life, it differs. Not just about life, about people. The person you look at and see a very worthless idiot before, you look at that person and you begin to see God's glory. Praise the Lord. You look at the same person, you are seeing God's glory. How many of us know that tomorrow is virgin? Tomorrow is a virgin day. Some of us will have two options. We have a lot of options. Some of us will enter tomorrow. You see, tomorrow is brand new. Some of us will enter tomorrow and we draw baggages from yesterday, from last year, from maybe 20 years ago. You drag it. But tomorrow is still new. God is going to give you empty and new. And when you enter into tomorrow, you are going to fill it up. You are going to either fill it up with vision for the future, perception of the future. You bring things from the future and fill it inside tomorrow, or fill it with the things of the present. You can decide to fill it with yesteryears. with the agony and the pain of yesterday. And that's how it is. Say his mercies are new every day. Every day is new. You've not seen tomorrow before. Tomorrow, he said, in the journey, in our journey through time and through eternity and through time, tomorrow has not been seen. It has never been opened. Praise the Lord. It's brand new. Amen. Yes, you can open it. You can enter into you can enter like a baby. Praise the Lord. Like my son, if I spank him this night, now if he woke up tomorrow, daddy, he will jump on me. Praise the Lord. But if I dare spank a twin, give him one slap, by the time he wakes up tomorrow, is that slap? What is the difference? Praise the Lord. Is it the day? Is it God? Is it like? It's not. It's just who you are. Your eyes. If he say if your eyes is bad, Abby. You see, your whole body will be full of what? Full of yes, it's that your body is full of darkness. The difference is light and darkness. Praise the Lord. Amen. The difference is light and darkness. Jesus was so full of light that the people that wanted to throw him down the mountain yesterday, he will come the following day and be preaching to them and be healing their sick and be giving them food. Yeah. Praise the Lord. But let's pursue to him with cutlass this night. Whether he will come to this street the following day. Eh? I used to go there for meeting the word of God. Is that the only place they can share the word of God? After all, God is everywhere. So I can leave the church and go to another. Look at the way the pastor was talking to me. What is that darkness? Amen. Amen. And those were the things we acquired through rebellion. And we have grown and matured in it. Sight. Vision. What do you see? What you see is that what is before you. Praise the Lord. Tomorrow, now today is Thursday. We wake up tomorrow. What is before you as you enter into tomorrow? He said, forgetting those things that are behind me. I'm pressing for the things that are before me. That I may lay hold on that for which I'm apprehended by the Lord Jesus. So when Paul wakes up, he feels his day. Praise the Lord with that which is before him. But some of us wakes up and fill it with yesterday, and it become a wedge, Abby, or all those things that holds you back, clog, a wedge or something. I don't know the grammar they use for it. It will just hold you down. You can't move. You can't move. You wake up tomorrow. Tomorrow is still brand new. Will you choose joy? Will you choose glory? Will you choose honor? Praise. Praise the Lord. You see, God is not like that. God call one man, the man fail him. God will meet another man, he will still call that man. He that one fail him, 10,000 people has failed him, he will still call the 11,000 person. But if some of us say, that guy is not faithful. Abby? He's not faithful. When I tried him with, you see, that's why I say love does not take notice of what? Of wrong. Then God do not call another man. Because men have disappointed him over the years. But when God calls you, he calls you with agility. He calls you with the agility of a baby. With so much, he believes so much in you. This is born, I want you to do this thing. I want you, this is your vision. He said, my vision, my call. Hey, look at it. Every blessed day. Because there is no evil in God. God is light, and in him is what? Is no darkness. Is no darkness at all. Praise the Lord. So that's the difference. So God must correct our sight. He must give us eyes of glory. Praise the Lord. You need glorified eyes to see the glorified Savior. Jesus is already in glory. So the Jesus you are talking about is a glorified Jesus. So you need glorified eyes. You need eyes that God has touched for you to see him. That's why a lot of people are not seeing God, this and that, all of those things. God will begin to alter your perception, your outlook about life. Praise the Lord. So that's the second thing I say. The day they seen, their eyes were open. Right? Unless a man is born again, he cannot what? Yes. Yeah, except a man, you can't see God's kingdom. You need to see that kingdom. A lot of people are in church, they've not seen that kingdom. You are wondering why some people are behaving like what? They have not even seen the kingdom. They are trying, they are doing all the things that needed to be done. Come around for meeting. They come around for meeting, they are so excited, they run around the whole place, but within, have they seen, have they gotten a vision of God's kingdom? That there's a kingdom that is coming to the earth, and that there's a king that is coming. That's why you see the way people like Paul were running. You see that they were saying, on the coming of the Lord, all of them, they are apostles. On the coming of the Lord, 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 we shall know all, we shall not all sleep. Some of us will be alive, then he will come. The coming of the Lord, the coming of the Lord, because they caught a vision of God's kingdom. There is God's kingdom, and then there is a king that is coming. Please touch Pastor Collins. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So you can now imagine why some people's life, character, habit is the way it is. They are not seeing. He said the kingdom is like a treasure that a man sees it. Once he sees it, it's automation. I know I told you about automation. It's automation. He said he will sell everything that he has so that he can get it. But some people say, you are even begging them to take it. You are begging them. He said, once the man sees it, he has no. You can't see Jesus and your life remain the same thing. Do you know what I'm talking about? John the Beloved, that was putting his head on his bed, the day he saw him in the book of Revelation, he said his eyes were like fire. His hair was white as wool. His feet were like blazing fire. He said he fell down like one that was dead. The day Paul met him on the day to Damascus. Is it Damascus he was going? The day Paul met him, you come out of that encounter. Look at the way he was running all his life. He said, as one who has seen the Lord. Yes, now. Even he was struck blind. He became blind in the natural so that he can see in the spirit. That encounter. That's why he could tell King Agrippa, he said, I have not been disobedient to the heavenly vision. So there is no vision. You see, you are trying to stand, you know. No, you are begging people not, you are teaching them for the past 5 years not to be telling lies. They have not seen the king. They have not seen God's kingdom. Amen. Praise the Lord. Yes, all of this, our labor in Bible study will be reduced by 50%, if not 75%. I'm not saying we're not going to study Bible, but we'll study it in another context. Praise the Lord. So it's important, a lot of us have not seen, we've not even seen the kingdom. If you see the king, you break down. Every rebellion inside of you will melt. Obedience... Obedience becomes the natural consequence of your life. You will obey him. You will. If you see the king, you will obey him. Because everything inside of you will yearn for him. These were the same king that people saw. They left the comfort of their lives those days in Europe and came into the bush, into the forest and the desert of Africa. Some of them were killed by lions. They kept coming. Praise the Lord. You kept wondering ISIS. ISIS in Boko Haram. Those guys are seeing something. They are seeing things in darkness that you are not seeing in light. Because we have the mystery of godliness or have the mystery of iniquity. The mystery of iniquity will also open your eyes. Those guys have seen something. They carry suicide belt and they are ready to detonate themselves. You are insulting them, they are terrorists, you give them all kinds of names because you don't understand them. Those guys are, they were saying, you insult them, they are going to virgin. They are looking for virgin. Those guys have seen something. They believe in what they have seen and they were going for it. Even at the expense of their life. You see, no wonder Jesus said, the children of this world, they are wiser in their generation and in what they believe and what they do. They are wiser than the children of the kingdom. We make all the noise, but we are not taking any step. Praise the Lord. Look at the young men, they are fighting the cause of Allah. What they believe is what they believe, and they are ready to lay down their life for it. They have seen something. airstrike. Is it airstrike? America will be in the air and be bombing them. Or they will be bombing them, and yet you can't quench their resolve. They die in their resolve. Those guys have seen something. A lot of us have seen nothing. When we are even forcing us to see, we are turning our eyes that we don't want to see. That's what's happening. You Holy Ghost now, you can take me to the river, but you cannot force me to drink. That's what some of us are telling the Holy Ghost indirectly. When he comes around, he stirs water. He says, you can bring me to... You say, actually, you can take a horse to the river. You cannot force a horse. Holy Ghost, you can bring me to the water, but you can't force me to drink. That's purely what some... That's the story of some of our lives. Praise the Lord. I counsel you to buy eye salve so that you can see. Once you see, you become unstoppable. Once you see into God, once you see in the Spirit, you become unstoppable. There is nothing that can hamper you. Nothing that can hold you back. Is it Peter that told his brother, is it Philip now? Come, we have seen the Messiah. All of them, we have seen him. We have seen him. We have seen him. We have seen him. Praise the Lord. You see, recently I think it was in tongues that it started, or maybe after tongues. And I kept wondering, what's your description of the earth? You know, I was talking about sight. How will you describe the earth? Praise the Lord. In fact, some of us, a good number of us are guilty. How will you describe Nigeria? I don't have a marker now to write, but I'll still be describing. How do you see the earth? You know, I saw something else in the Bible. If the earth, right? How you see the earth, the way you see the earth is the same way you are going to see Nigeria. Because Nigeria is part of what? The earth. The same way you are seeing Nigeria is also the same way you are going to see your life. Praise the Lord. It's gone, and the bigger picture is the earth. The Nigeria is within the earth, and we are also even standing in a nation called Nigeria. So, what is your, when you look at the earth, the globe, what we call earth? What do you see? I began seeing something else in the Bible. I said, this is serious. Okay, five of them. What is it? Men that God has helped to see. That's why He must help us to see. Praise the Lord. Let's go to. We're going to read five scriptures. So I don't even need to open it. I know those scriptures. Psalm 33 verse 5. Open it. Psalm 104 verse 24. You just be putting your hands there. Just open it. Put your hands. Psalm 33 verse 5. Psalm 104 verse 24. Psalm 119 verse 64. Isaiah 6:3. Habakkuk 3:3. Those five scriptures. Yes, I take it again. Just open Psalm. Okay, Psalm 33. Have you opened Psalm 33? Put your hand there. Go to Psalm 104. Have you gotten there? Verse 24. For those of us that are writing, you've written in. Then go to Psalm 119. At least we can put our hands in five places. Go to Psalm 119, verse 64. Then Isaiah 6:3. And Habakkuk 3:3. Are we there? So we start from Psalm 33. Okay. So that I'll just read it in a quick succession. Praise the Lord. Psalm 113. Psalm 33, verse 5. You say, He loveth, was talking about God. He said, He loves righteousness and judgment. The earth is full of the goodness of the Lord. The earth is full of, I want us to echo it. He said, The earth. Yes, it's full of the goodness of the Lord. It's full of His unfailing love. Can you not put Nigeria there? Nigeria is full of the goodness of the Lord. Can you now put your family there? My family is full of the goodness of the Lord. He said the earth. This earth, this all we know about the earth, defaced, perverted, and nearly destroyed earth. He said it's full of the glory, it's full of the goodness of the Lord, right?
Yes.
Number one is his goodness. Let's see number two. Let's go to the other Psalm. Psalm 104, verse 24. Can I read it? Oh Lord, how manifold are your works? In wisdom have you made them all. The earth, again, is what? Is full of your riches. So, Nigeria is what? Is full of what? God's riches. You know, it's so easier than say than seeing. You know? That's the truth. How many of you want to talk about Nigeria? You want to talk about the earth, Nigeria, the world generally? Have you? It's a picture of gloom. It's a picture. We first of all see darkness before we see the light. Do you know why? Because darkness is inside of us. Praise the Lord. Because you see what is inside. Sight. What we call our sight is not just seeing what is outside. You first see through the eyes of what is inside. You first see the what is inside before you see what is outside. You see the earth. That place in the earth is full of the goodness of the Lord. Nigeria is full of the goodness of the Lord. Your family, my family is full of the goodness of the Lord. Then down to my life is full of the goodness of the Lord. The next psalm proceeded to tell me that my life is full of what? Of his divine, of divine riches. Of the riches of the Lord. Okay, we proceed further. Psalm 119 verse 64. Okay, what does it say?
The earth is full
of your constant love. Lord, the earth is full of your constant love. Teach me your commandments.
He said, look at it too. He said, when you say something is full, that means it is full. Right?
Yes.
Psalm 119 verse 64. He said, the earth is full. The earth, oh Lord, is full of your mercy.
Yes.
The problem I have, look at the problem I have, and I'm telling God to help me, is that I read scriptures like I say, but God, you know, sometimes you feel you are seeing it, but the truth is that you are not even seeing them. I say, I'm not seeing in this capacity. Go ahead, go sight. I start praying for sight. That's where this message is born from, this thing I'm telling us. It's a prayer, it's a quest that I have been. Also, it's a pursuit I'm undertaking in the spirit. I'm just trying to hold our hands so that we can undertake the same journey. You know, I've been seeking his strength. And I've been seeking his sight. You see, the earth is full of your mercy. You see, the picture of gloom, you know, this gloom we have, that we don't even want to acknowledge it. You see, the earth is full of God's mercy. Nigeria is full of his mercy. My family is full of his mercy. My life is full. I mean, full is full. It's full, is abounding with God's mercy. Oh my, that means all your days you just spend it in thanksgiving and praise. If you have 1 week that you are, if you have this revelation, this understanding breaks into us. That's why I say you keep hearing the psalmist say, your praise will continually be on my lips. The fruit, you just be full of joy. When the New Testament is saying peace, he said grace and peace, peace be multiplied. He said the joy of the Lord is coming from a solid foundation of this truth in your life. You know that your life is full, is rebounding with God's goodness. Praise the Lord. Even if money for wedding has not been complete, Bro Ben. Praise the Lord. Even you are still believing God, money for, you've been there before, Bro Paul. You just got married last year. Imagine those times rocking you and you're not telling you that. You see, it's there, you know it in your head though. It's not saying it's not in your head. But in the reality of your heart and spirit, it's far. Amen. Praise the Lord. Okay, that's Psalm 119. The earth is full of his mercy. Then we'll go to Isaiah chapter 6, verse 3. When the cherubims were talking, and one cried unto another. That's the day that King Uzziah died. You remember that scripture?
Yes.
That's it. Verse 3. And one cried unto another and said, holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth The whole earth is full of his glory. This was where the angels were speaking. This was at the time that you remember that Israel, all of them are for, most of them are forsaking God. Isaiah was shouting, "Whoa!" You know, Isaiah was on earth, was saying, "Whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa!" The angels were in heaven were saying, "Glory, glory!" That the whole earth was full of his glory. You know, he repented after this one. He said, "In the day that King Kuzada, I saw the Lord flowing in the robe, covered his train, covered the train. I saw the cherubim saying, 'Glory, glory, glory, holy, holy!' The whole earth." The whole earth, including the earth that Isaiah was seeing, and was seeing, whoa, 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 whoa. He said, the whole earth is full of his glory. What did the prophet do? He said, "I repent." Abby? He said, "Whoa." He said, he now told the whoa to himself. That the whoa is me that I am whoa. Praise the Lord. So the gloom and the darkness that you see in the world sometimes is not, is what? It's a function of the darkness that is inside of us. And the gloom, the poor perception and outlook that we have about life. That's why Job, in the midst of his affliction, he said, "I'm not going to see gloom. I'm not going to see darkness." He said, "Though he slay me." He said, "Though he slay me." He said, "Yet." Can you see Job had sight? Job had sight, he had vision. He never allowed it to be tinted. He kept seeing the Lord. He said, "Though he slay me, yet will I trust in him." Praise the Lord. He said, "I will behold my Redeemer in my flesh, in this same body that has been eaten by worms and boils all over. In this same flesh, I will see the Redeemer." He said, "I will behold the Redeemer in my flesh." Praise the Lord. Right? Okay, so we say, "Holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory." What was the last? Okay, I say five of them. We see. Habakkuk what?
3.
He said, "God came from Teman, and the Holy One from Mount Paran, Selah. His glory covered the heavens, and the earth was full
of his praise."
He said the earth was full of his praise. Ah, this is awesome. Don't forget where we started from. He said the earth is full of the goodness of the Lord. So what are, now you should reflect, what do you speak about the earth? We fall prey to this where you stay in the midst of people describing how bad this country has been. All the whole gloomy picture how bad and how worse it can be. You know, we'll finish that one. He said the earth. When inside the earth is a nation called Nigeria. Inside that Nigeria is a family called your family. And inside that family is even a man called a woman called what? Call you. He said there is a global covering on everything. He said it's full of goodness. You know why? Because they see things you don't see. There are things we see and the things you don't. They see things we don't see. But these are things that we can also see. You see, what it takes to sustain life on earth, if you know it, to sustain life on earth. What it takes to sustain life, if you see the way God has placed the earth, you know, you see the rotation, all this, the elementary knowledge or science that we have. The gravitation, when the earth faces the moon, we have day, we have night, all of those mathematics not failing in 1 second. They even say that if the earth deviated from our orbit, you know, just a little deviation, we can never freeze, or we can freeze, or we can dry up. We can freeze, maybe the sun, maybe. So a lot of all those scientific something, that is just for science, those calculations alone. But every blessed day, the ordinance of morning and evening does not fail. They look at those things and they look at God, they behold his glory. Then another thing they look at God's patience. How can you have so much power like this? And one small boy called Satan, he's just spoiling things everywhere and you're still looking. Ah! Oh God, how did they say it? There's a way they start praising in Yoruba. Who can borrow me language? Eh? You know? Abi, the one I understand is Ogo. Is, you know, glory. No, you know, just look at. You know, look at, you know, can you see God's patience? Even his patience alone. That, you know, God is patient. Go even they look at sometimes angels look at God. They look at God. They look at what is happening on the earth. They look at his patience. They look at his love. All these ones that they say they just keep 10 people here. They don't have eyes to see those ones. They just see all of those things. They just step back. Holy, holy is the Lord Almighty. The whole earth is full of his glory. What about his patience? God met a man and was talking to him that you are my friend. I love you so much. You are a man after my heart. You have obeyed me. You have given your soul. You have sacrificed your son for me. I'm going to make your descendant and your generation great. Right? After he was speaking with that man, he now told him that, well, I'm going to make your descendant great, but your descendant, they are going to be slave and servant in a foreign countries for 430 years. And after 430 years, and please give me these two. Bring these two. He said, and after 430 years, I'm now going to pick them and I'm going to fulfill my covenant. Please. God now sat down. You hope you know that God sat down for 430 years and he was washing. He just met the man here, and after you've done well, I know that you obey me, you command your children to obey me and give him the covenant, the Abraham, or everything we call Abraham, right? This is your descendant. I'll make your descendant great. I'll multiply you. I'll do this. I'm going to do all of this thing. In that way, but they are going to be a slave in his foreign country for 400 years. Then God now sat down and was waiting. This is the person that have the power to fulfill that word in 2 minutes. He could have fulfilled it in 2 minutes. Even in the world, all of them multiplied, they will have turned to 10 million people. Yet he sat down. He sat down and he kept washing them. Before that Pharaoh rose up, there have been so many Pharaohs that rose up. They will brag, they will talk. He just sat down there. They will oppress them. He was looking. Then 400 years, 430 years, he now raised up in Moses. So can you see, we don't see that one and we don't attach value to that one. But the people, beings of glory, when they looked at it, they looked at him, they looked at that patient. He's just one I've just described. They just see his glory. Praise the Lord. That's why you look at your life, you cannot see goodness. So many times. We look at our life, we cannot see riches. Praise the Lord. We looked at because we're in lack, one lack or the other. We look at our life, we cannot see his mercy. We cannot see mercy. We look at our life, we cannot see glory. And so many times we look at our life, we cannot see praise. You see, the whole earth is full of his goodness. The whole earth is full of the goodness of the Lord. The earth, O Lord, is full of thy riches. Right? Psalm 104, verse 24. Psalm 119, verse 64. You see, the earth, O Lord, is full of your mercy. Then, Isaiah chapter 6, verse 3. He said, Holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory. Then, Habakkuk 3:3. He said, his glory covered the heavens. And the earth was full of his praise. So, can you see? He said, if your eye is single, your whole body will be full of light. And I too, don't forget where we start, the things, part of the things I mentioned, that spirits possess through what? Through their eyes. You see all those beings in Revelation, they say they are full of eyes. Within and without. Eyesight. So what do you see? God asked Jeremiah, what do you see? He took Ezekiel to that valley of dry bone. He said, Ezekiel, what do you see? He asked him a question, can this bone live? You were trying to ask him about his perception. What do you see? So another way of saying, what do you see? A valley full of dry bones. What do you see? Eventually, those bones were a mighty army. Praise the Lord. So can you see our perception and outlook about life, about people? People. That's why I look at some people, look down on them, they cannot amount to anything in life. You see that after some time, they come and become somebody in life. Praise the Lord. You see, they can't become anything. You know, we write people off. But they rose up to become somebody great in life. Praise the Lord. So that is it. So don't forget, I tell us by way of beseeching us, one of the places that you'll be attacked spiritually is your eyes. I said Did you hear me? Heavy to be attacked is your eyes. Because the evil one know that if your eye is single, your whole body will be full of light. I say that body is you can use it as a symbolism for your whole body, the direction of your life on it. Everything you do, your thought, your action, and your judgment will be full of divine light. Will be full of divine insight. It will be coming from the Holy Ghost. But if you can touch your eyes, if you can touch your eyes, all this is working in law. If you read First John, he said, he that hates his brother abides in the darkness. He said, and that darkness has blinded his eyes. So part of the way that Satan wants to blind you is by hatred. I don't want to go into some of those specificity. Praise the Lord. But part of, you see, all this hatred, unforgiveness, all of those are calculated attempts to blind you. It's all this bitterness. It's all of those things that Satan throws at you. It's not just those things in themselves. They are getting somewhere. They are going to attack your eyes. Let me read some one or two scriptures in that area, and I'll just leave you there. We pray. We'll open to First Peter. So I have thought about sight. Part of the ways some of those things they can use to clog our eyes and our sight and our vision. Are you in First John chapter 2? I think we'll read from verse 9. He that says he's in the light and he hates his brother is in darkness even until now. He that loves his brother abides in the light, and there is no occasion of stumbling in him. Can you see what love does? Love gives you a sanctified eyes. You see, part of the eye salve that he says you come and buy. I counsel you to buy of me eye salve that you may see. Revelation 3:18. Can you see what walking in love does? Yes. So verse 11. He said, but he that hates his brother is in darkness, and walk in darkness, and know not where he goes, because that darkness has blinded his eyes. Hatred. You know, I told you that tomorrow is virgin. Abby, yeah. Is virgin, and you can bring properties from any time. You can even bring it from the last generation, from the generation of your parents. That this was his grandfather. I was told what his grandfather did to my grandfather, and so me and him, I cannot forgive him. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
All of those things will shut down your sight. When you can even be born again, you see all those things that can. So when you say you should forgive. Forgive people, forgive, love, all of those things is for your own and my own ultimate good. He said that darkness has blinded his eyes. Right? Then if you go to First Peter, so it's truth for both ways. It blinds you, dark hatred blinds you, unforgiveness, all of those things. Then love, open your eyes. First Peter, is it one now? First Peter that say that add to your faith virtue, knowledge, to knowledge temperance. Second Peter chapter 1 verse 8. Please, have you seen it? Verse 6. Okay, no, it's starting from verse 5. And beside this, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue, and to virtue knowledge, and to knowledge temperance, to temperance patience, and to patience godliness, and to godliness brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness love. For if these things be in you and abound, they make you that you shall neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. But he that lacks this thing is what?
Blind.
Can you see where those things are going to? When they fill you with the lack of, or the opposite of all those things we read there. Patience, impatience, all of those things, they will blind your eyes. They will blind you in the spirit. Even when you are doing well, you are doing well spiritually. God show you vision. You are working with God. You are, all of a sudden, it's God that your vision will now start getting tilted. That is it. That's why I see some people missing the place of calling. Misses doing very well. They start derailing. Some people messages that were firing you up, Though they listen to their message now, you say, why is this person preaching this kind of something? Might not as if they were not still doing what they were doing before. They were not fasting the way they were fasting before. It's not as if they were not studying, putting energy. Maybe there may be one unforgiveness or something. Maybe one a little dose of pride comes in. It will, all those things will go and shut down your sight. Can you see? He that lacks this thing is blind and cannot see afar off. This is the place of vision. And has forgotten that he was purged from his own old sins. He said, give you all diligence to make your calling and your election sure. Praise the Lord. I won't read more than this. But I believe that this word that was spoken, we have taken it in. And we are going to make a concrete commitment, commitment and devotion in God. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
For our regarding our eyes. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Okay, another time I'll talk to us about strength. I even thought that was what I'll talk to us tonight. But this one is sight, eyes. This is sight. So only talk about strength before. All right.
Is this the same thing that? Like when Jesus was, I was actually looking for the place in John, couldn't find it. When he talks that what he sees his father does, that he does. Or when you were talking about like when the cherubim and the seraphim, they are saying the whole earth is filled with the glory of God, it's filled with the riches of God. Like the side that the way Jesus look at things, the way he look at things, like what the father is doing, like what he's doing. I'm now bringing it to a place like what the father is doing, like expecting us to see it also and declare them to come into be.
Yes. Praise the Lord. Let me make this clarification before I go. What we call sight, it's not like, it's not just a vision. Maybe vision that I saw a vision. I saw a vision. It's also, don't forget, I said that the eyes of your understanding. Yes. Your understanding, your perception. That he may not be seeing the father like a video. You just stand and you know what to do sometimes. That's his sight. Praise the Lord. Paul was in a ship one day, they were taking him to Rome. He said, I perceive that there's going to be the ship was going to capsize. Right? Yes, there are certain times you can stand before somebody and you just know the person's name. Praise the Lord. So it's a perception, it's an understanding you have, of the inner man. That's why Paul said the inner man is renewed. As that man is renewed, you come into the light, into the knowledge, into the understanding of God. You come into the wisdom, into the power, into the nature, into the character, into the love, into the patience, and into the meekness of God. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
There's a change, there's a transformation that happens within. Then, I must not forget to tell you, to say this, then part of what we call sight, vision, I told you it's an understanding, is how you interpret things, your interpretation of things. When people do things, praise the Lord,
Amen. The
way you interpret it, that's why I say it's an outlook, it's a perception, it's a total perception about love. Maybe you are like those of you that are still in school, your roommate. You understand? Maybe you cook, all of you eat the food together, but by the time your food finish, He start playing funny, Praise the Lord. He refused to buy food stuff, Then the way you now interpret that action is also sight. You to say, okay, me too. Before you to start falling into darkness. Praise the Lord. But if you have sight, if you are someone that sees, amen, that God has touched you with eyesight, you will now understand that is the time you need to give him more food. Can you see spiritual understanding? Colossians 1. He says, since the day we heard of your faith and your love, we cease not to pray for you and to desire that you may be filled with the knowledge of his will, in all wisdom and spiritual understanding, that you may walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing. That's verse 10. Unto all what? Pleasing. Being filled, with the fruit of righteousness. Abby? that you may walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing, being fruit, you know, with the fruit of righteousness, and increasing in the knowledge of God. So can you see that's a Colossians 1. So can you see now? Can you see what part of what to call sight? Don't just limit it to maybe when I say vision, it's not a vision that I perceive, I see something somewhere there. You know, I talk about your entire outlook about life. It talks about how you see your fellow brother, even our sisters and our brothers in church. Praise the Lord. Even that person that is a renowned and a known gossiper, how do you see that person? When you see that person, this person is a gossiper, is a backbiter, I won't have anything to do with this person. It's part of what to call sight. He said, what do you see? When you stand, what are you seeing? When you look at people, are you seeing that the gossip that characterizes the person's life? Or can you look within and see the calling and the hand that is beckoning that person to glory? That's what that sight. Praise the Lord. So why you interpret things, you know, how you interpret your interpretation of things around you. Ultimately, to also come how you are going to interpret your husband, you are going to interpret your wife, and you are going to interpret your children. Interpret your children. Haven't you seen two couples? If you meet this person, by the time this person is finished talking with you, you say this person is a devil. That person, if you have not had that person. By the time you cross over and go to that person, after I finish talking to you, you say that one is a devil. This is our outlook. The things that are happening in that home. This is how we have interpreted it. Yes, you are going to get married now. It's very key. You need the sight. Amen. Yeah. Praise the Lord. You need this sight. How do you, what do you see? You know, what do you see? And not just what do you see, and how you see. Praise the Lord. This sight is how you see. When somebody stood in a valley in the midst of a dry bone, he was in dry bone and God was in a mighty army. Then God now brought him to God, took Ezekiel and brought Ezekiel to stand where he is, where himself was standing. He said, Son of Man, began to prophesy and began to speak. At the end of that speaking, Ezekiel now stood on the same platform that God was standing. Ezekiel now began seeing the same thing that God was seeing originally before he even called him to the, before he took him to the valley of dry bone. God was looking and seeing a mighty army. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
So can you see the way we look and perceive our perception about, and that's why I see you can, God call you to lead a group of people. It's so common. You've not seen that. I say they are not to be, they are not, you are not seeing the kind of fire. You are not seeing the kind of you know, hunger. These people, you know, even some of us even live in some assembly. You know, this church, the kind of fire, they are not praying the way I, you know, they are not, yes, no power, you know, no fire. A lot of, there are some assembly that God will have you leave, but there are some that is just not God. He has nothing to do with God, he has everything to do with you. Because of the gloom, the darkness, the negative perception inside of our hearts. Praise the Lord. I've had people with all kinds of testimony. I had some people that have been a blessing to somebody's life. Some other person comes to the same atmosphere. They go there with all kind of criticism and all of those things. That's why I even hear some people come in the midst of a burden. They are picking fault. They are, yes. Those things are not ordinary. Those things are sight. Those things are makeup in the spirit. You know, because you see your own makeup in the spirit. That's why when God looks at the air, God sees glory, because God himself is glory. When God looks at the air, God sees himself. Because the earth is a mirror that reflects his image back to him. So when God looks at the earth, he sees mercy, because God is full of mercy. When God looks at the air, God sees praise, because that's who God is, Ogo. At least I'm trying. At least I've gotten that one. Praise the Lord. When God looks at the earth, God sees goodness. Because the day he met Moses in Exodus 34 verse 6, he said, he was describing himself to Moses. He said, the Lord, full of what? Goodness. Okay, read it. And no, yes, after he did that in Exodus 33, in Exodus 34 verse 6, yes, God did self introduction. He did self introduction to Moses. Look at what he said. Exodus 34 verse 6. Exodus 34 verse 6. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Are we there?
Yeah.
Okay, let me read. I'll read now. He said, and the Lord passed before him, before Moses, and proclaimed, the Lord God, merciful and gracious, long suffering, and abounding in goodness and truth, keeping mercy for thousands, forgiving iniquity and transgression and sin, and by no means clearing the guilty, visiting the iniquities of the fathers upon the children and the children's children to the third and the fourth generation. So Moses made haste and bowed his head towards the earth, and he worshipped. He said, the Lord God, merciful and gracious. Then that is a translation that says their goodness. Abounding, okay, see, abounding in goodness and in truth. Is it not the same thing that we're reading, that the earth is full of his goodness, the earth is full of his mercy, the earth is full of his riches, the earth is, praise the Lord. It seems saying that the earth is full and filled with God. So I want to announce that there is more God in this world than there is Satan. There is more God in this earth, this present earth, this present world, than there is Satan. Amen. So let's not give the evil one an evilly larger than life image than he deserves, than he has. Praise the Lord. Some of us are so full. There was one day I was worshiping. I was worshiping in the spirit. You know? And I was worshiping this. There's one particular song I was singing that talks about, that was praising Christ. He was hailing Christ and was denouncing the devil. And I was raising that song after I hailed Christ. I was now going to like, I can't remember the song. Which song? Like, song I say, up us, Jesus, down us, Satan. Not that song. But I'm going to give an example. He said, you know, I was rebuked because you don't mention Satan in this place. I was worshipping, you know, in the realm of the spirit, right there, and all of, then you now start mentioning Satan. You know, just imagine you are God come, just in the atmosphere of this, God come to inhabit his praises. God just come there now to inhabit, you know, like that praise, deep spiritual worship. All of a sudden you now start mentioning Satan. You understand? You know, I was rebuked that particular day. I just focused on the Lord and I just kept praising the Lord. You know, they will go, will carry so much Satan consciousness. Want to, so when we even go to heaven, we want to be, take care of Satan consciousness to heaven. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Yeah, it's where here they enter the Holy of Holies, those revelation when they enter into the spirit realm there. For now it's allowed because God is doing some work and undoing something that Satan has done. But there was a dimension of worship that I entered. I was rebuked because I was singing a song that praises God and denounces Satan. That name should ought not to be mentioned. There's one time, you know, while compare, there is no basis of comparing between Satan and God. Praise the Lord. There is no basis of comparison. Even when Jesus was physically on earth, none of them dare near him. Except the only time that God gave him access to Christ during that temptation. The rest Satan will hide. He hide behind men. Because you know Jesus loves men. He can't, no spirit afflicted Christ. All the suffering that Jesus suffered was from men. Satan will hide behind men. Behind men and hold their hand to be hitting him, to be persecuting. He couldn't go directly to him. There is a wide gulf between God and Satan. Somebody, praise the Lord. So that we have one kind of consciousness of Satan that we are not even supposed to have. We are redeemed, renewed, and the Holy Ghost is living inside of us. Praise the Lord. So a lot of things have been said. Let's pray. Let's pray. We can keep talking, but I just want us to pray. You know, we started with that prayer about vision, sight. I know when we started that prayer, and now you can understand. You understand better.
Yes.
Eh? But obviously we should continue 1 hour more. Why not continue? Let's pray. It's part of it. Let's just talk. Can you begin to talk to the Lord? How you see people? Some of you that are working, your co-workers, how do you see them? You know all the, you know, what will fill our heart if we are not careful? All the negative things they do, they compile. Don't forget that 1 Corinthians 13 says, love takes no what? Keeps no account of wrong. I say, as you step into tomorrow, as you step into a new day, you are not stepping into with those, all those baggages. Praise the Lord. This is a powerful work of grace in our heart. This is what I'm saying. It's easy to say it, but it's a whole work of grace. A whole work of grace in our heart. That you enter tomorrow, you enter it new. Enter it new. A brand new day. A brand new day filled with joy. Filled with the things of immortality. Filled with eternal treasures. Eternal treasures. Filled with what God can do. Are you aware that tomorrow now, Friday, or I think we've entered the early hours of today, are you filled with what God can do? The God that can do all things. Are we filled with what God can do? Are we gloating over our losses? All that we lost yesterday or lost in years past? Or we are thinking about the grind, say the years that they canker one day, all of them have eaten and we pay back. What are we thinking? What's our thought? What's our outlook and our perception about life? What do you see? What do you see? This will give us new energy to run. He said, we shall run and not grow weary. This will give us new impetus, new energy, new strength to run and to navigate through hurdles. Thank you. Our Father, we thank you. Bless your holy name. Lord, I pray for sight. Thank you. Help me to see as I ought to see. The eyes of my understanding be enlightened, that I may know and that I may see. Thank you, Father. Give you praise and glory. Thank you. And see, this is why we are not happy. This is why we are not happy. If we are standing in the heart of this glory we are talking about, abundance. Jesus said, I have come that you may have life and have it in abundance. Do you believe that you are standing, you are having abundance of life? Do you believe that you are standing in the midst of abundance of life? A life that never dies, a life that spans, a life that can occupy eternity. And is still remaining and is still abounding. Do we believe that all the things that Jesus said he brought, we have it in present tense? We have it now, here and now, in present tense. We are not happy. Because in our subconscious mind, in our subconscious being, we are seeing something else. Fear. The fear of death. That held generations in bondage is broken in Christ. The day Jesus climbed that cross, the curse of death was broken. The hold of death was losing over our lives, over humanity. Do we believe this? Thank you. Thank you, Father. Our Father, we thank you. We bless you. We give you praise and glory. We honor you, Father. Hallowed be your name, our Father. In the name of Jesus, help us, Father. Father, help us. Help us, oh Father. We lift up our hearts. Thank you, Father. help us to see you. We cannot see you and remain the same. We cannot see you. When we see you, we become like you. We become as hungry as you are for truth and for righteousness. We become as zealous as you are for your name, for your honor, for your glory. When we see you, we will rise up with a willingness to die. To die so that your glory will cover the earth as the waters cover the sea. When we see you, our Father, our language will change. Our communication will change. Evil communication will depart out of our course. When we see you, when we see you, thank you. We will run and run and run to lay hold on that for which you have been apprehended in Christ. When we see your Father, when we see our Father, we will see you in everybody that we meet. Everybody becomes our neighbor. When we look at the eyes of any woman, we will see you. When we look at the eyes of every man, we will see you. When we look at the eyes of every child, we will see you. We will see glory, we will see honor. Help us to see, we want to see. We want to see. We want to see. We want to see. We will see. The sight of our beholding will expunge evil out of our heart. Will expunge lust. Will expunge greed, covetousness. All of these pillars of iniquities will break in shivers. Will break in shivers. Thank you, Jesus. We bless you. We hallow you. Help us, our Father. Give you praise and glory. Pray, pray, pray. Talk to your Father.